You know, if you know me in person, if you know me well, you know that I am big, huge on fandoms. I am in so many fandoms, I cannot even count how many I'm in anymore. It's like, I don't even know, it's probably bordering on 50. So, yeah. So, I guess some days I'll just be talking about some of the fandoms I'm in. Like, maybe today I would want to talk about something new. I mean, well, fairly new. I'm pretty new in the fandom as well. And it is the Umbrella Academy. It's a show that's like blowing up on Netflix and everyone's talking about it. I don't think it blew up as much as Bird Box. Okay, that movie is a whole different thing. Okay, I'll talk about that movie some other time, okay? But The Umbrella Academy is a good show. I love it so much. It deserves all of its popularity. Yeah. So, today I will be talking about The Umbrella Academy after a song by its creator, Gerard Way. Hey guys, so that was Baby You're a Haunted House by Gerard Way, who coincidentally, not really, I planned this, he's the creator of the show I'm talking about today, which is The Umbrella Academy. So yeah, The Umbrella Academy was originally a comic. Well, to be specific, Gerard Way wrote the comic with another guy named Gabriel Ba. Yeah, so Gerard Way wrote the comic and the show was created by someone else. So, first of all, The Umbrella Academy. I'm gonna tell you what it's about. It's about this super dysfunctional family. And the kids, they have superpowers. The reason they have superpowers is because, okay, I don't know, I still don't know why this happened, but like they were all born at the same time and their biological mothers are these women who were not pregnant, but by the end of the day they were giving birth. Something happened in the day that caused them to get pregnant to like late term, and they gave birth to superpowered kids and an eccentric billionaire named Reginald Hargreaves adopted 7 of them. So yeah, that's the premise of the show. And fast forward 30 years later, most of them have left home, which was called the Umbrella Academy, and that's where the name came from. Most of them left home and they sort of embarked on their own lives. They left home because honestly the house is really dysfunctional, and then they find out that their dad died, Reginald. So when Reginald died, everyone came back home for his funeral. All 7 of them. Luther, also known as Space Boy, also known as Number One, whose power is super strength. Number 2, Diego, also known as the Kraken, I'll get into that later, whose power is that he's able to curve anything he throws. His specialty is knives. Basically, he throws a knife and it's going in one direction, he can make it go in any direction he wants.
Yeah.
Number three, also known as the rumor, is Allison. So she has her catchphrase, which is, I heard a rumor that blank. And what she says in the blank, the person she says it to follows it. So, like, let's say she says, I heard a rumor that you fell asleep. The person she said that to would fall asleep. Basically, it's like mind control or something like that. Number four, Klaus, my personal favorite, also known as the seance. I'm sure you can guess what his power is from that. Yep, he can speak to the dead. Number five, also known as number five, also known as the boy. His power is jumping through time and space. Number six, also known as Ben, another one of my personal favorites, also known as the horror. His power is rather unique. Basically, he unleashes tentacles out of his body, and yeah, he can grab people with those tentacles, do whatever. I'm gonna get into the whole Kraken and horror thing later in another segment, but for now, let's end with number seven, Vanya, who is also known as the white violin, but that's something for later. And she seemingly has no powers in the start. So I'm gonna let you guys listen to more songs, and then I will tell you more about the Umbrella Academy. So earlier I was talking about the whole premise of the Umbrella Academy, and I introduced the seven main characters. So, like I said, Reginald died, and when we go back to the house with everyone else, we find out that number five has been missing for 17 years, and Ben is dead. But yeah, so once they hold a funeral and spread his ashes, then they go back into the house and they have this moment, quote unquote, alone. They're each in their own rooms and they're dancing to this song called I Think We're Alone Now, which is a pretty cool song. I like the song. Unfortunately, at this hour, my voice is not fit to sing. So, that happens, and then number five comes out of a space-time portal. So yeah, you can guess how they react. I mean, if you watched the show, you would know. Klaus throws a fire extinguisher into the portal. I still can't get over that. Anyway, what happens after that is that number five tries to explain where he was in the future and why he looks like a 13-year-old. Because when he first time jumped, he was just time jumping, and then he got stuck in the future, and he lived in the future for 40 years, so he's essentially a 58-year-old trapped in a 13-year-old's body. He's 13 because, well, I don't really understand the explanation. Well, basically, he had to jump back into a body that was already suspended in the space-time continuum, something like that. So that body that he jumped back into was his 13-year-old self. So After that, we find out that Five was living past the apocalypse, which is set to happen in 8 days. And that's where the show goes. They try to stop the apocalypse. So, now, let's maybe listen to I Think We're Alone Now. I forgot who it's by. I'm so sorry. Warning, spoilers ahead. If you have not watched The Umbrella Academy and you want to, stop listening here. Just stop. Giving you one more chance to stop. And is the spoiler people gone? If the people who don't want to hear spoilers are gone, we are gonna proceed to what the show is about. So I mentioned earlier that I was gonna get into the whole the Kraken and the horror thing in another segment. And here it is. So like I said earlier, Diego, well, number two, is known as the Kraken. So apparently he's known as the Kraken in the comics because he actually has more powers, which is like that he can hold his breath for as long as he wants and everything. So he'd be really good underwater, which is why Gerard Way called him the Kraken. And well, if you watch the show, you'll see that honestly tentacles shooting out of a person is horrifying, which is why Ben was called the Horror. So yeah, but what I wanted to address is that I don't know how he missed calling Ben the Kraken. Ben literally has tentacles shooting out of him. Tentacles. What else is the Kraken known for? I mean, other than breaking apart ships, but it breaks apart ships with its tentacles. Honestly, when I first heard the name the Kraken, I assumed it was referring to Ben. Then I found out that Ben was actually called the Horror and Diego was called the Kraken, and I was like, what? Gerard Way, you missed a golden moment there with that. Well, okay. Since I've got more time, I'm going to talk about someone else's name. The White Violin. Vanya. I didn't explain it earlier, but Vanya, she plays the violin really well. So I said she seemingly doesn't have any powers, but that's because Reginald put her on anxiety medication, which suppressed her powers. That's a whole plot point in the show. And once she finds her powers, she becomes really, really powerful, and she gathers a lot of energy, and she's basically just glowing. And like while this is happening, she's playing the violin, which turns white along with her suit. I guess there's a different thing in the comics about it, but well, I haven't read the comics, so the only context I can give you for the White Violin is what happened in the show. Yeah, so that's the Kraken, the Horror, and the White Violin. So now let's listen to another song I like from the show. I'll give the context later. So that was Istanbul by We Might Be Giants.
And this is the song that plays in Number Five's first fight scene in the donut shop. This song is a song that will trigger every fan of the Umbrella Academy. And I mean, not trigger in. I don't like using the word trigger, honestly. What I mean by trigger is that, like, if you say the word Istanbul or Constantinople, that's one way to attract the attention of a fan of the Umbrella Academy. Seriously, I'm not even joking. The other day I was in class and class hadn't started yet, so I was just scrolling through Instagram, looking at memes, and then one of my friends behind me was talking about something, and she mentioned Constantinople, and I just looked up, and I wanted to give her this gleeful smile. And then I realized that she doesn't watch the Umbrella Academy, so she would have no idea why I'm so worked up over the word Constantinople. So yeah, that's just some context for the song. What I wanted to talk about is Rob Sheehan as Klaus and Justin Min as Ben. So, like I said earlier, Klaus is known as the Seance, so he can talk to the dead. Basically, I see dead people, but with drugs involved. Yeah. So when Klaus was a kid, Reginald threw him into a cemetery and made him try to face his fear of dead people. So basically, he just sees ghosts everywhere. And oh my gosh, I can't even begin to explain how traumatizing that must have been. Oh man, just thinking about it, I feel so much for Klaus. What happened is that he turned to drugs to stop seeing the dead people. I honestly don't know why he still saw Ben. He still sees Ben even when he's high. But yeah, so Ben is played by Justin Min, and both of them, they have so many hijinks together on the show, and I just love watching them. Well, Klaus is everyone's favorite. I know a few friends who've watched The Umbrella Academy, and all of us agree that if anything happened to Klaus, we would kill everyone and then ourselves. Everyone loves Klaus. But we would also have to agree that Ben is a cutie pie who everyone loves as well. Yeah. And I'm just sad that Justin Min was not a main character, he was a recurring character. Probably because he wasn't alive. Yeah. So anyway, here is another song from the show. I initially wanted to talk about everything bad about Luther, but I don't want to taint whatever image you already have of him. And also, I don't want to make this podcast too long. So keep whatever image you have of a loser, whether it's good or bad. And yeah, have fun. Watch the show and enjoy yourself. See ya tomorrow. Maybe not. Maybe. Let's see what time I decide to go to sleep. Good night, everyone.